All right, this hour we'll take your phone calls with Christian Wild. See if we can help you out a little bit. His website, www.myheartbook.com. And there is a toll-free number to call for a little advice, 1-866-STEM-123. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Christian Wild. Christian, when you were talking about the dissolvable coronary stents, what good is it if they dissolve and they're not there anymore? I mean, don't you need stents to stay there and keep the artery opened?
They stay long enough to have done their job, generally about 2 years.
And then the artery flows by itself?
Yes, and the structure in the wall and the endothelium is back as it should be.
Ah, okay.
And this is just gradually dissolved like a candy, you know, like a hard candy. It's polymer.
I like that. Okay. And what about a new study about spice in memory? What's going on there?
Oh, they find that
almost
among
forgot,
the elderly, this study found that in a very short period of time, they saw differences in their cognitive and short-term memory from taking turmeric. And we're hearing a lot of people recently, more than I've ever noticed, with fibromyalgia and diabetic neuropathy pain, and even carpal tunnel. Yeah.
Carpal tunnel, yeah.
Yeah, carpal tunnel.
I would guess that beyond a multiple vitamin, probably one of the most effective supplements to take is turmeric. Is that pretty accurate?
I've heard some authorities say if they had to take one, because there's 600 conditions being treated with turmeric, if they had to take one, and look at all the neurological now, and we talk about traumatic brain injury among our service people, which is certainly a concern. But I wanted not to take away from that. But I wanted to say, men and women and young children can have traumatic brain injury from some assault in their lifetime.
Oh, absolutely.
The death of a child. There's all forms of it. So it is something to be dealt with. But now they're doing studies. They find that in mice, when they're given turmeric, the fear factor leaves them.
Really?
Yeah. And so,
we have aggressive mice, right?
Yeah. Remember, we talk about never want to be a mouse. It's a dying profession, I tell you, George.
Yeah, it is. There's no question about that. Let's go to some calls. Let's start it off by going to Bruce, truck driving in Mississippi. Welcome to the program, Bruce. Go ahead.
Yes, how you guys doing?
Good, Bruce. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. I would like to ask about, I have a WPW, so turmeric and the inflammation, can that help me in any way, shape, or form?
Any form of inflammation in your body. Inflammation is the killer. You're going to hear about it more and more and more. It's at the root of everything, even in the brain. So, but you're having a difficulty with what condition?
It's Wolff-Parkinson-White syndrome, it's called. It has to do with the heart and the congenital conditions with cardiac issues. So I would guess turmeric wouldn't hurt.
Well, we know that turmeric is helpful to the heart. We know that it shrinks the enlarged heart. They did several studies on that. You have nothing to lose. There are no side effects with it.
No, and when you take a couple capsules max.
Yeah.
Now, you make yours with black pepper. Tell again why you have to put the black pepper in there.
Not only do we do it with black pepper, we double the dose. So what we have that makes our formula unique, George, is we have boswellia, we have green tea extract, we have bromelain, we have ginger, we have devil's claw, and we have double bioperine, which is the patented form of black pepper.
And what does the black pepper do? Is it like a jump starter?
It keeps the turmeric in the body, because otherwise, without it, turmeric is not bioavailable. It goes right through the body.
It flushes right out.
Yeah, and so about 66% goes out. And so when you have the black pepper, and as I said, we doubled it, it maintains it and keeps it, so the body gets the full effect of the turmeric.
And I hope your website can handle the load in the crush tonight.
I'm going to tell you, we're going to be, I just had 6,000 bottles more sent to the fulfillment center. And my new product, we just have 5,000 of those shipped in last week. So you know, it's going to be good.
You're ready. Well, you help people, and that's the important thing. And I will
sure
always
try.
Remember, always remember that moment in Boise, Idaho.
Oh, yeah.
When our dear friend was there, who you saved, who had his heart condition. He could barely walk down 10 feet. And you were able to get him to have a comfortable life again. Ended up dying of liver cancer.
Dying of cancer. It's pancreatic cancer. And then the other guy, we got the heart transplant. George, for you and I, we worked on it. We couldn't get him a stem cell treatment because he had some other conditions. And so I said, wait, I'm going to get you a heart transplant. Just give me some time. I'll get you. Well, I got him a heart transplant.
Well, you did. And I want people to know what you do for our listeners. I will get emails from people suffering from all kinds of afflictions. And if they deal with afflictions that Christian has doctors that have dealt with it, studies, tests,
right.
I just send him the email. I said, if you can help this person, great. 9 out of 10 times he gets the person in a study or gets them on something. You have helped a lot of people. You're like the miracle man.
Well, it's, you know, you got the heart for it, George.
Yeah.
I know you, and everybody out there listening knows you. You have a heart for people.
Let's go to Carrie in Bonners Ferry, Idaho, west of the Rockies. Hi, Carrie.
Hi there. What an honor to talk to both of you. I'm just thrilled about that, and I was trying to get a hold of you, Christian, before by phone, but I could never find a way through. But I'm calling to find out if there's any stem cell treatments or whether turmeric would help a human with chronic kidney disease, which is myself, or my cat, who again has the same problem. So I'm trying to find something that will help the both of us.
Now, what's the disease?
Chronic kidney disease.
Oh.
Yes, they said I had stage 4 chronic kidney disease, and I'm not sure what I could do about that.
Do you know your GFR number?
I don't.
What's a GFR number?
That's the factor, the glomerular filtration rate, GFR. That pretty well tells you how far down the scale you are.
How advanced it is, you mean?
It's like an ejection fraction on the heart. It tells the doctor what stage you're in. It's a GFR. I will tell you this, because kidney disease is an inflammatory disease.
Mm-hmm.
I kept a godfather, I might have told you, George, his physician had said, you shouldn't be around anymore, and your numbers are pretty stable. What have you been doing? And he said, I've been taking turmeric. And that helps filter the filtration, because it keeps the inflammation down, because that's what the kidney does. It filters. Now,
and you have two kidneys. Unfortunately, you have one liver, but you can function with one kidney.
You can, and it'll get large because it's doing the job of two kidneys.
Do you still need dialysis if you lose one kidney?
I don't know. It depends on what kind of a kidney, if it was a cancerous.
Let's check in with Carrie on it. Carrie, do you have both kidneys, Carrie, still?
I still have both my kidneys, yeah.
Are you on dialysis?
No, but my father was before.
Oh, it's hereditary.
Yeah.
Possibly, with the high blood pressure.
Oh, yeah, they go together. If you want to talk to your doctor about it, I always advise talk to your physician, because... And you can print out some information and show him how turmeric can help. It's not going to cure it. Matter of fact, FDA has not said that turmeric is a cure for anything. However, they're deep in trials right now for neurological disease.
Well, you can't. Unfortunately, you can't say it's a cure for this or that.
Yeah.
You could say it helps,
but you
can't say it cures. How many doctors are aware of turmeric?
I think more and more, for sure. I have doctors that buy it by the case.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So are they MDs?
MDs, yeah, legitimate.
That's
MDs.
Great.
And a couple of chiropractors.
I love doctors who combine natural with medicine. I mean, I think we've got the best medical system out there today. But when you mix it with natural alternatives, I think you're onto something.
Yeah. And
you need
anytime
both.
You find a doctor like that, you're ahead of the game.
Joe in the Bronx. Welcome to the program, Joseph.
How are you, George?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I wanted to ask Christian a couple of questions. Now, what form of turmeric, whether it be in a capsule or liquid form, do you feel is the most effective for the conditions that it's supposed to benefit? And also, is there anything, a supplement or anything, that you were working on researching for RP, retinitis pigmentosa?
I can talk to you about that, but let me get the first part. 95% curcuminoids you must have, and a lot of people think that you need all curcumin extract. You need a combination of turmeric powder and curcumin extract. They work better together. 95% curcuminoids. You do need black pepper. I notice a lot of companies will advertise 1,000 milligrams curcumin. And then I'll look at the bottle, and there'll be 75 or 100
Jeez.
Curcumin extract. The rest is the powder. So we moved ours up to 350 milligrams of curcumin extract. It's a little more expensive, but it's powerful. So ours is 1,000 milligrams, 650 is the powder, but 350 is the extract. And as far as retinitis pigmentosa, oh, this fellow who won the Nobel Peace Prize, Shinya Yamanaka, was doing a trial for retinal diseases in Japan, and just recently announced that he is not making the progress that he had hoped for. There is something called a bionic eye you might look into.
How about the supplement lutein?
Lutein is very important for the eyes. It's actually for the heart, too.
I would try that, too. It's a genetic eye disease, is it not?
Yes, it is. And, it's a devastating disease. Any eye disease, macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa. You know, Steve Wynn has it, and he's one of the wealthiest men in the world.
Yep.
He hasn't been able to find a solution for it.
Well, I hope he's listening to the show tonight and gives some of this a try every once in a while. Let's go next to Bruce in Trumansburg, New York. Welcome to the program. Hi, Bruce. Good to have you with us.
Hi, George. Thanks a lot. I was going to call in the Twilight Zone thing, but I didn't.
Ah.
I know,
fun show,
I gave
wasn't
you
it?
The story behind it, anyway.
Yeah.
The two things. By accident, in the 90s, I was looking up what would be the cause for manganese in the water system. They didn't have research, and then I discovered later that manganese is one of the three items needed to digest all your minerals and vitamins, and vitamin D, and soluble fats along with it. But then all of a sudden, I was starting to eat all the foods that you just mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And all those foods that made the spinach and everything, including in the diet, besides putting it on eggs, is black pepper.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing I was curious about is I go to the sauna 3 times a week, and I do that to staff off any inflammation.
I don't know if people know it, but black pepper is important to all your vitamins.
Yeah, and the other thing, the divine intervention, believe me, George, that God is present all the time.
I could tell
you 100 stories, but the one that I could tell that is a perfect example of that is in 1999, I was crossing an intersection. I got hit by a Cornell physicist, and I got thrown through the air 40 feet.
Jeez.
But during that flight, a woman's voice, like she was standing next to me, she told me, "Bruce, this is just like football practice. Wow. When I heard that, I rolled on the ground in the smallest possible position. And the only thing I got injured was the broken leg where it hit the bumper.
Mm.
But I smashed the windshield, and my sister calls at the hospital, says the newspaper says brain injury, possible head injuries, and I had none.
That's a miracle.
You know, you hear about those quite often.
Those are miracle stories.
Yeah, yeah.
They really are. Let's talk a little bit.
Somebody up there is looking after you.
What's going on in the world of Alzheimer's disease? What are they doing there?
I saw something a while back, and then I checked it out. I must tell you, it is exciting. They're using ultrasound to dissolve the beta amyloid plaque and tangles, fibrillary tangles, that are the hallmark of Alzheimer's disease. And they do it without damaging the brain.
How do they do that?
They burn it.
They burn it?
Yeah. It's just...
Jeez.
Yeah, it's...
I hope they're precise and accurate.
Well, you know they will be, but it's... the other thing is with Alzheimer's, here's something that I am really adamant about. Homocysteine... for cardiovascular disease is something that they have, to some degree, said is not all that critical.
That's the B vitamins, right?
That's the B, folate, and
boy, have I learned over the years, haven't I?
Huh?
I've learned over the years, haven't I?
Yes, you have. Well, here's what they're finding out. People who have elevation in homocysteine, who have already been diagnosed with dementia or Alzheimer's, will have very high levels, sometimes four times higher, of homocysteine as a link to the disease. I had one friend that I kept asking his wife to ask the doctor to test him for homocysteine. Finally, when he was in the latest stages, she had him checked, and he was 24. And you don't want to be over 8.
Oh, three times it.
Three times that.
Wow.
And I had another friend who's been on a drug called Niaspan and Tricor.
Niaspan is niacin, right?
Yeah. And I told him, I said, David, you can't do that without knowing your homocysteine score. And I said, I'm just going to guess. I wouldn't be surprised that you were 21. So he goes to his cardiologist, and she agrees, and tests him, and he's 23.
Jeez.
When 8 is what you want to be. And too much coffee will raise your homocysteine.
It will.
But I will tell you this. It will become known more and more as time goes on that it is a contributing factor to dementia and Alzheimer's disease.
Well, you're cutting edge. My friend, you are cutting it. Stay with us, Christian. We're going to come back and take final phone calls with you. Christian's website, myheartbook.com, myheartbook.com, www.myheartbook.com, or call 1-866-STEM-123, 1-866-783-6123. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. We're back with our final segment with Christian Wilde. His website, again, is www.myheartbook.com. A couple of his books, by the way, Miracle Stem Cell Heart Repair, Hidden Causes of Heart Attack and Stroke, Christian Wilde Stem Cell and Turmeric Research. You're about due for another book, my friend, aren't you?
Yeah, I really am. I keep feeling guilty about it. But, you know, my CDs, we just ordered another 1,000 CDs of the music. If anybody wants a CD, we're there.
Well, that's right. You're the guy who sings, too.
Yeah.
Oh, Danny boy, right?
That was pretty good, George.
Not bad.
You had a couple of good singers on there tonight.
Joe in Boston, welcome to the show. Go ahead,
hey,
Joseph.
George, how you doing? I'm calling more and more now. I sent you guys an email.
After you disappeared for a year. We thought you passed on.
Yeah, I didn't feel good. It's my throat. He may be right about the calcium. It's getting worse. Kristen, did you get my email tonight on drugs? I sent it to George and Tom. There's new brain drugs out, and I'm going to see if I get a little money, I can try it. But I wanted to thank you, first of all, for giving me the turmeric, and I got a discount. My sister can't take it, but she tried. But we'll get her some carnivore because she's got all sorts of blood disease, tumors.
Oh,
and,
God bless her.
And she has all her teeth removed because she had a tumor infection.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, well, you send it back. I guarantee it, you know.
No, don't worry about it. And can you explain to me and all the audience more, and the turmeric you gave me, I wanted to ask you, I don't take the powder. I take the capsules because I can't see. Is everything in the capsule when I ordered it from you?
Oh, yeah.
The powder and?
Oh, yeah.
That's the works.
I don't think anybody has all that in one formula. You know, you get 90 days out of it too.
I keep it in the refrigerator, and I take it with food. It's better for me that way. What about?
So what are you dealing with health wise?
Depression, tiredness, anxiety.
And he's blind.
Inability to concentrate properly. And my friend has Alzheimer's, and she won't go with Wallach. She likes him, but she just won't. If we can get her, who does this research on burning? Because she's in the beginning stages. She can't,
very beginning, yeah.
Can't do computer work anymore. She can still play the piano. She plays and works. I'm going to visit them in a few days. I go every few weeks to visit them.
What is it, a retinal condition?
Who, me or her?
Yeah, either one.
RLF, retinal fibroblasia. We film over the optic nerve, which hasn't been removed. It destroyed the optic nerve. Too much oxygen when I was a preemie.
Wow.
I was, I think, 5 pounds or less.
You know, so many, it's so, when somebody has a handicap and has lived their life with that, and the rest of us haven't had that,
we wouldn't know how to handle it.
That's not sympathy, it's empathy, but it's respect. You know, how you function day by day.
What do you think of the new technology, though, that's being developed these days, Christian? You know, little chips in the eye and stuff, computer chips.
Yeah, I just wish they would happen quicker. Now, George, I mentioned in a note to you this CARE Act. And what that is, believe it or not, this has just been passed.
It's it's from the FDA, right?
From the FDA to shorten the time for everything.
You mean the FDA's
approvals?
Well, that could be dangerous, though, too. You know, it's the same time.
Well, you know,
maybe
they're not going to do it haphazardly.
It's a ruse to get the pharmaceutical companies to get their drugs out faster.
Oh, you know that. You know that. What a world we live in. Is it complicated, huh?
Yeah.
What can you rely on?
I mean, that's. Am I a conspiratorial guy when I think of it like that?
I don't think so. That's big money, you know, and.
You know, get the drugs out quicker, shorten the approval time, and the pharmaceutical companies will make their money quicker.
Well,
that's what it's all about. And that means they'll probably end up yanking them off the market after they realize they don't work.
Have you thought about what's going to happen with all of the disasters this year? How are the insurance companies? I know they have a lot of money.
But they can't have that much.
Yeah, take care of Houston, take care of Florida.
I know. It's a mess.
It's a complex world.
Rock Hill, South Carolina. Guess who that is? Hi, Barry.
Hello there, George. Old buddy, old pal, old friend of mine.
I'm not your friend, Barry. No, I'm kidding.
Hold it. Listen, you cut me off there Friday night because of time, and I had a great Frank Sinatra story. I'll tell you if I have time. But
not tonight. We'll do it on another open line night.
Okay. Chris, I tell you what, buddy. I am also a biochemist. I don't have a PhD, but I majored in biology and chemistry, and I went to work right out of college for a pharmaceutical company. I won't mention the name, but anyway, I covered the University of North Carolina's Medical School and Duke University Medical College, and I had a product called K-Seal Elixir, and it was a vitamin K.
That sold out of your stagecoach, didn't you?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I had a trunk full of drugs, and they used to call me the medicine man.
I bet they did. Vitamin K. How
Barry's Magic Elixir.
Well, Well, the thing is, vitamin K is a blood thinner. You guys haven't mentioned that part tonight, and it does. It thins the blood a little bit, so it flows easily through the veins and the arteries. And I just wanted to mention that part. And yeah, turmeric, I'm sorry, it is turmeric. People pronounce it turmeric, but it's T-E-R-M-U-R-I-C.
And turmeric. It's silent. It's turmeric. T-O-O.
Spell it. It's pronounced like that.
Yeah.
Turmeric.
Not at Walmart where I buy it. It's called turmeric.
Uh-huh.
No, it's spelled T-U-R-M-E-R-I-C.
That's right.
Turmeric.
Anyway, that's what I said.
Yeah, you're right. But yeah, you've got your southern drawl. And you
I bet you spell vitamin K with a K, huh?
Well, hey, when you're from South Carolina, believe me, you've got a southern drawl.
Yeah,
that's right.
Sounds good on you.
And right. Anyway, I know George and Tommy personally. They're friends of mine, and they were here in Asheville, North Carolina last year. And I shouldn't say it, but they're coming again this year. Anyway, I will let you go, and I'll tell you that I've got a great Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, you do it on an open line for me.
I sure will.
Okay,
I'll call you Friday night.
Be well. Well, this Friday I'm out of town. I'm heading toward Laughlin, Nevada for a live conference, a UFO event, put on by Paula Harris. But it'll be in another week or two. You can check in with me, and we'll do that. Great. Did you ever meet Frank Sinatra, Christian? You're in the music business.
His personal valet, George Jacobs, was a dear friend of mine for many, many years.
He was a great guy. He just passed away several years ago.
Yeah, and I know a lot of stories about Frank. Yeah.
Understand there's a documentary coming out on our mutual friend, Russ Regan.
Yeah, God bless Almost him. Done. I got to go see Russ. I've been postponing it to get this show done.
I ran into Cheryl, his wife, Cheryl Regan, last night, and she was with the documentary filmmakers, and they're almost done with it. It's 80% done, and they've gotten they just interviewed Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Which is so cool.
He gave them their name.
Yeah, well, they used to be called the Pendletons.
That's right.
Named after a shirt. And he said, no, you're the Beach Boys. And I think he changed their career just by doing that, didn't he?
Yeah, you want a Sinatra story?
Not tonight.
All right.
Let's go to Roberta in Tucson.
This is kind of fun tonight, George.
Go ahead, Roberta.
Hi. I was diagnosed with environmental illness, multiple chemical sensitivity, and allergic to everything.
Oh, geez.
Would your supplement help me? And how much would it cost me?
Here is what turmeric does, and then you decide. And if you have a physician you want to talk to about it, you can certainly do that. Turmeric is antifungal. It's antibiotic. It is VEGF, vascular endothelium growth factor. It stops bleeding to the tumor. It's several things, and something in that combination may treat or help you in what you're dealing with. What are the basic symptoms that you have with your condition?
Oh, migraines, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, asthma, chronic bronchitis.
Wow, you've got the whole mix.
All right, may I share this with you? And trust me that what I'm telling you is the truth. A reviewer recently, a scientist, put out a formula for fibromyalgia. And when I read it, I almost fell down.
Why?
It's turmeric.
Uh-huh.
Boswellia.
You've got that.
Bromelain.
You've got that.
Green tea extract.
I think he got it from you.
I wonder.
He might have.
Because a lot of people are telling us that they're benefiting with fibromyalgia because not much works for them.
Roberta, I suggest just go to Christian's website. You'll get all the other information you need. Just go to www.myheartbook.com. My heart, but Christian, I've been trying your website tonight, too, just by doing myheartbook.com, and I get to you.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, because there's a lot of people out there trying to pull you away.
It depends on the a search engine that you use. If you use a newer search engine, you don't need the www anymore. If you've got the old search engine, like Internet Explorer, you need that, or you're not going to get to your website.
That's what it is.
Yep. Okay. And the phone number is 1-866
STEM 123,
1-866-783-6123. Final calls. Let's go to Robert in the city of New York, first-time caller. Hi, Robert. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, George. Hi, Christian. Great show tonight.
Hi.
Just two questions for Christian, but one for you, George. You had Ralph Moss on once before about alternative cancer therapies.
Yes.
And you should, next time you get him on there, ask him about Lawrence Burton, who did a lot of work here at St. Vincent's in New York City and came up with a cancer therapy that...
Lawrence Burton. Okay, on. Sure will.
Yeah. But the two questions for Christian are... I have a family member with heart issues, and I've been looking at enhanced external counterpulsation, which is abbreviated EECP.
Yes, I know a lot about it.
Also, chelation therapy.
Okay.
For heart. Do you have any comments on either of those?
I do.
Did studies on it. That EECP is now FDA approved, and the National Institute of Health did a 2-year study on chelation and found diabetic patients with heart disease had a 50% reduction in heart disease. Or heart attack, rather.
Well, you couldn't get them to make that commitment 20 years ago.
No, not at all.
They didn't, but I will talk to you about EECP, or EEP is what it is. How bad is your condition?
Well, she had double bypass. You know, she's pretty stable right now, but, you know, with the stents, and she's getting ESRD, end-stage renal disease, you know, because she's got, I mean, you were talking about the stents growing over. You know, they put a chemical in there that can affect the kidneys to prevent them from clogging, and she's got like 7 stents.
Mm.
And, you know, turmeric is on the chart, you know, on things to do here, and the nephrologist is pretty much, you know, go ahead and go for it. Sounds okay to me.
She's dealing with kidney failure?
Yeah.
Nephrologist?
Dialysis, you know, but she's pretty stable. I mean,
when you said she has heart condition, what specifically is it? Blocked arteries?
She had double bypass.
Mm-hmm. How long ago?
About 2 years ago.
And she's doing well?
Yeah, she's pretty stable there. Maybe she's still going.
Is she strong enough for the EEP?
I think she is, but I mentioned to a cardiologist, and, you know, he doesn't really know too much of it, and I told him St. Francis here in New York City is the top 10 heart hospital in the U.S.
Well, I've had friends go through it. I had one friend who they wouldn't do anything for him, and he went to his insurance company, and they said, no, it's $10,000, and it's probably not going to help you, and I talked to him, and I said, go back and tell him this, and he did, and they said, okay, we'll do it. Well, now he's had 3 treatments. What it is, for your listeners, George, is it's a way of forcing tiny collateral arteries to be built around your blockages.
Just growing your own arteries, almost.
Yes, it is. It's putting, like, they look like...
capillaries, little tiny ones.
Cuffs on your legs and your thighs.
And you need like 30 treatments or something,
yes,
right?
Yes, you do. I think, yes, you do. Or you can do, you could double them up an hour apiece and make 17. And what it does is it's tied to the computer, and between heartbeats, it forces between the diastolic and the systolic, and it forces that pressure, which creates those little arteries around the blockages.
And this is a real deal, too, isn't it?
A real deal. And some people who can't have any more stents because they've used all their stent possibilities, it's like an iron lung, and they need to try something else. Well, I've had friends who have lived for years, and they feel better almost immediately because it's opened the blood flow.
That's pretty dramatic, isn't it? Christian, we only have a minute left. Would you give out your website your way, and I'll give out the phone number.
Okay, it's www.myheartbook.com.
And the phone number is 1-866-STEM-123, 1-866-STEM-123. 783-6123. Christian, thanks for being on the program. Keep in touch with us, okay?
You've been the greatest host. You always are. Thank you, George.
Christian Wild, great guy indeed. Next hour, we're going to be talking about the paranormal, and that's going to include dark rituals, Ouija boards. Oh, yes, we're going to talk about why Tracy Tryman does not like the Ouija boards. Who could blame her, right? But lots of that coming up next. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. If you need to email me, you can do that anytime you want at george@coasttocoastam.com. When we come back, it'll be more on the paranormal.